to drought-stricken California, where there is rain and snow in the forecast this week, but also big questions about why the state's agriculture industry isn't being asked to do more to conserve water. Governor Jerry Brown is defending his decision to require 25% water cutbacks in urban areas and not on the state's vast farmlands, which use 80% of the state's water. Joining us from Fresno is Ezra David Romero. He's a reporter with KVPR. Ezra, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, let's listen to Governor Brown. Here he is speaking yesterday with ABC's Martha Raddatz on This Week, and she asked him to respond to that in one case, more water is used in almond production than is used by all residents and businesses in San Francisco and L.A. combined.
Look, the farmers have fallowed hundreds of thousands of acres of land. They're pulling up vines and trees. Farm workers who are at the very low end of the economic scale here are out of work. There are people in agriculture areas that are really suffering. We're providing food, housing.
We know they're suffering, Governor, but let me look at those again. 80% of the water used by agriculture but accounts for less than 2% of the economy. Is that true?
Yeah, you bet it's true. But by the way, they're not watering their lawn or taking long showers, providing most of the fruits and vegetables of America.
Is there something more there as to why farmers aren't being restricted the way that many in California want them to be?
Yeah, I did a story last week after the announcement, and farmers across the region said they're not being restricted because they've already been restricted so much these past couple of years. This year, a lot of them have a 0% water allocation for their farms, so all the water they're getting is from the ground. So they're saying they've already been restricted way too much.
But many people are saying they ought to cut back more. They ought to have to do these 25% cuts that everyone else is doing. What are farmers saying?
You know, that's exactly what they're saying. They're saying they're restricted way too much, and they feel like they can't afford to be restricted anymore. They've already fallowed thousands of acres, like the governor said. And I spoke with a guy named William Bordeaux. He's with Harris Ranch. It's one of the largest almond acreages in California. And he was saying, you know, they've already cut all of their crops like lettuce and cotton and all those kind of things, and they're only farming almonds and pistachios because they're only using drip irrigation, and they feel like they can't be cut anymore, basically.
How have they been hurt economically so far during the drought? The governor there talked about what would happen to workers, farm workers across the state if there were to be more cutbacks. But which crops have been most affected so far?
You know, so many crops have been affected so far. I wrote two stories last week, one about cotton and how that's going to be the smallest planting since 1910, about 170,000 acres. And 5 years ago, there was like 1.2 million acres, something like that. So, and also lettuce here in Fresno County for 3 weeks. Most of the country's lettuce comes from here for 3 weeks in the spring. They are down to 3,000 acres from 10. So they're planting hardly anything.
But almond farmers have come under particular scrutiny because it is a very water-intensive crop. We've seen one almond requires more than a gallon of water. Are those farmers being asked to turn to other crops or not?
You know, I don't know if they're actually being told to turn to other crops, but I think they're just cutting what they can. And I know that I was at an almond field last week, and they're all using drip irrigation, and so I think that's their excuse, or that's what they're saying, is we're going to turn to drip irrigation. They're not flooding fields anymore. So I don't think they're being asked to turn to other things at this point.
And then the other question for those of us not in California is, are we likely to see the effects of this across the country when it comes to prices at the supermarket for fruits and vegetables?
I sat down with Farm Bureau leaders last week in Fresno County and Madera counties, where it's the biggest almond growing region. And they were saying that they don't expect to see huge, huge jumps in prices at the market. But as the summer goes on and it heats up here in California, you know, I was in L.A. this weekend and it's like 85 already. So, I mean, we may see food go up, but they're not sure at this point.
All right. Ezra David Romero, reporter with KVPR in Fresno, California. Ezra, thank you.
Thank you.